the Roosevelt Corollary, which would have been, I can't remember when it was, the beginning of the last century when Teddy Roosevelt was around, that basically said not only must the Europeans not interfere in the Western Hemisphere, which is what the Monroe Doctrine said, but also America, exactly as you're saying, Sarah, America takes to itself the responsibility to interfere where it needs to. And that's, I mean, it's fair to say this isn't new with Trump. I mean, it's been the Monroe Doctrine and the Roosevelt Corollary have been much acted on. You mentioned Honduras. Honduras was the original banana republic. And a lot of those bananas, almost all of them, owned ultimately by American firms. And of course, this whole business of America's influence in Central America, but also leaching down into South America, is nothing new. But there's also just this sense now, I suppose, that with Trump, the thing that people thought might be different was that he wouldn't actually involve himself. There might be all sorts of rhetorical flourishes about those rulers he didn't like, and Maduro would come into that category. But nobody thought he'd actually, well, I think a lot of his supporters didn't think that he'd actually act on it.
Yeah, because he said that he wasn't interested in getting involved in any more foreign wars. And even if he does think that South America is America's backyard, you know, it's very definitely foreign. And we've yet to see if he does have any interest in putting boots on the ground to support these policies, even though there has been this huge build-up of forces, most of whom are stationed in Puerto Rico at the moment. They could be there as a threat rather than an imminent invasion force. But this is not just because Donald Trump thinks that he ought to control the policies of other countries. This is absolutely rooted in American self-interest. So he would argue that this is about America first.